Good day and welcome to our video stream. We are glad you're here today, and I just want to welcome all of the LifeSpring folks to this time that we have together. We're going to get into the Word today and study the Word, see what God has to say about everything that's going on. I also want to say to all of you that we are believing that God is protecting you, taking care of you, fulfilling you, causing you to even prosper during this time of difficulty. We read in God's Word where God has a habit of doing that through the Old Testament, New Testament. During times of difficulty, God brings blessing to those who trust Him and walk after Him. We're trusting God to do that. We also want to say welcome to those of you who may not be a part of the LifeSpring family. I've been praying, and I know others have as well, for many people here in Goshen and throughout Elkhart County to watch these series that we have. We're believing that God is going to reach you and reach out to you. And I just want to say thank you for taking the time to be a part of this. We are a thriving church. We're a church full of the Spirit of God and full of the belief of God. We believe that God takes care of His people. And as I said, I'm going to be talking to you about that today. We are thrilled again that you're with us. And as we start today, I would like to pray. I'd like to pray God's blessing. And I want to warn you in advance, this is going to be a little bit of a longer prayer than you might be used to. But I feel led of God to do this, and I'd like for you to pray along with me. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you this day for your goodness. We thank you for who you are. God, we thank you that you are the creator of all creation. You are the highest of all highs. You're the head of every principality, power, government. And God, we praise you for that. We honor you for that. We thank you, Father, that today is the day that you have made. And we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we worship you again as our creator. We worship you, God, as the highest of all highs. Father, we say to you, thank you for what you have provided for us. We thank you for providing Jesus and the cross for us. We thank you, Father, for providing your word for us. God, your word that is full of promises that cannot be broken. Promises that are backed by a God that has an impeccable record of keeping his word. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us. And Father, we thank you for our salvation. Father, we thank you for physical provision. We thank you, God, that you have given us homes to live in and clothes to wear and cars to drive and food to eat. And Father, we acknowledge right now that everything that we have has come from your hand. Father, we ask right now in Jesus' name for everyone that might be watching this. Father, we ask for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. God, we know that you desire to bring conviction to us that we might stay in fellowship with you. We ask you, God, for the infilling of the Holy Spirit and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, God, especially during these times, to trust you, to be truthful, to be thankful, to be faithful, and to be obedient. And Father, we ask right now for each person that the will of God be done, body, soul, and spirit. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus for the kingdom of God to come. That is the righteousness of God, the peace of God, and the joy of the Holy Spirit. And God, lastly, we ask for the mind of Christ to be in operation in each person. We ask God for the blood of Jesus to protect us and the blessings of God to shower down over us. Father, we ask all these things now. And God, again, your continued hand to be upon us as we teach your word. Father, again, meet all the needs of the people that are watching. And for these things, we thank you. We ask them in Jesus' name. Amen. To all those of you that are joining us that are not regular attenders here at Life Springs Community Church. We want to invite you to come and be a part of our service. Our services, I should say. We meet at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. We have several Bible studies through the week. We'd be glad to have you come and be a part. A lot of time for fellowship, and that's always good. We meet at 116 South 3rd Street here in Goshen. If you have any questions, you can call us. Our number is 574-533-0315. So, as I start today, I want to mention Brother Kevin Beck's word from last week. It was a wonderful word, an encouraging word. And during that presentation, he referred to some children that they have living with them now. And one of them was speaking, I guess, rather forcefully to him, wanting something. And Kevin likened that to our ability to walk into the presence of God and lay out our needs to Him. And that, as I listened to it, brought a story to my mind I wanted to share with you. We have two daughters. One is 47 now. I know I don't look that old, but 47 years old. When she was in fifth grade, we were pastoring a church out of state, and we were in the middle of a building program, and I was having a board meeting that had several bankers at it, several contractors, several architects, and it was a hot summer afternoon. And in the middle of this board meeting, all of a sudden, our daughter, Amy, walked through the door of the boardroom. And she was in her summer attire. She had shorts on, little t-shirt, pigtails, and a dirty face. She had one hand in a pocket, the other hand, she had a basketball on her arm. And here we are with 15 or 20 rather high-powered people sitting in this boardroom. And Amy walked right in, walked right up to me, looked at these people, and said, "Hey, Dad, who are these guys?" And of course, I was a little bit shaken, but I calmed her down and I told her, I said, "Look, these we're having a board meeting here. What can I do for you? You need to move on." And she looked around, stuck her hand out and kind of wiggled her fingers and said, "You got $5?" And of course, I gave her the money. She took off. And I think of that so often. That story brings humor to me. Maybe it does to you. I don't know. I can't see you. But hopefully you're laughing now. That story also brings to mind the ability that we have because of what Jesus did on the cross to walk into the presence of God anytime we want, to lay our needs down before Him anytime we want. I mean, can you imagine this? The God of the universe, the God of the universes, the galaxies, the God that created it all, and the God that sustains it all. We have a personal audience with Him whenever we want, whenever we need. We're in a time of crisis right now in this city, in this county, and in this world. But we have an audience with God. God is ever listening and ever willing and able to provide for His people. So I want to leave that with you, and I want that story to remain in your mind, that God is there. We can talk to Him. And listen to me, we can expect God to answer. Now, there are some things God expects from us, and I want to talk to you about that today. There is a path to victory, but the path to victory has some conditions to it. We're seeing a lot of signs on the news now and people saying, we're going to survive, we're going to make it through this. We are Chicago strong and Los Angeles strong and all these things, and that's great. There is nothing wrong with that whatsoever. We're seeing the American spirit captivate our country and actually captivating the entire world. But I'd rather be in a position where I'm not just saying something and hoping that something's going to happen, but believing and actively participating in the reality of it. God talks to us about persistently coming to Him. God talks to us about petitioning Him. What does it mean to petition God? It means to bring specific requests to Him. Now, again, I don't have to tell you this. We're in the middle of a situation. We as believers are called upon to handle these situations and be ready even if there isn't a situation. We are called upon to walk in faith, walk in trust, walk in belief, and walk in, listen to this, in the declaration of the Word of God. That's what I want to talk to you about today. Declaring the Word of God. There was a story I was told one time, a long time ago, and I'd like to share it with you right now. There was a foundry, as you may know, foundries are kind of dirty places to work in. And there were several men that worked there, and every day at 4 o'clock or at 10 minutes to four, the whistle would blow, and that was the sign for the workers to take their coveralls off, get ready, because the foundry wanted them walking out the door at 4 o'clock. That's when the day came to an end, and they didn't want to pay them overtime. So one day the bell went off at 10 minutes to four, and guys began to walk off into the dressing room to get themselves ready to leave the building. But one man kept right on working. Again, at 5 minutes till the bell went off and a few more men left, this man kept right on working. And finally, at 1 minute to four, the foreman came up to him and he said, "Hey, it's 1 minute till. You're supposed to be ready to go." And that moment, the bell rang, 4 o'clock, the doors opened, and this gentleman unzipped his coverall, under which were all of his clothes, fully dressed, took the coverall off, laid it down, looked at the foreman, and he said, "I stay ready so I don't have to get ready." I want to say to you, that's the position that we are in. Whether there's a pandemic or not, we as believers are called upon by God because of His love for us to walk in a position of readiness. We don't know what tomorrow's going to be, what tomorrow's going to bring. And we also don't know the future. We don't know. There are some events that are prophetically described that we need to be ready for. We can't wait to get ready. We need to be ready now. So let's get into this. I'd like you to take your Bibles. I'm assuming you have them. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse number 10. Now, before we get into this, there's a desire that I have on my heart. I have had it every place that we have been, every church we've pastored, and that is to help people become students of the Word. And I want to make myself available to you right now. There are some tools that I brought along with me today. One is called an Unger's Bible Dictionary. There's another tool called a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. These tools, amongst many others, but these are very basic tools that will help you understand and determine the Word of God. If you don't know how to use these study guides and tools, I am making myself available to you. As I said, this is a passion of our hearts to help people understand how to read the Word of God. And we're willing to do that for you. You just let us know. Again, I make myself available to you to that end. So, those words being said, let's look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, and here's what it says. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Now, let me break some of these words down for you. That word "be strong" means to be absolutely enabled by the ability of God. Not by your own ability, but by the ability of God. Be able by the hand of God and the ability of God and in the power of His might. That word "power" is a Greek word, and it's the word exousia. You can see this for yourself in your Strong's Concordance. It means authority or dominion. So right off the bat, Paul is saying, this is nothing that you do on your own. This is God's power. This is His authority. This is His ability operating in you. Now let's talk about authority for a second. Authority is greater than physical power. We're sitting a block off Main Street here in Goshen. If a stoplight or a traffic light goes out, the city police will come over, and a city policeman will cause traffic to come and go. That policeman has authority based on the badge that he's wearing. Now, I'm sitting in a car or a truck. I have more physical force than that policeman does, but he has authority that outweighs or overpowers the physical ability that I have. Paul is telling us the same thing. There may be forces out there that are stronger than you. The coronavirus may be stronger than you, but he's saying you have authority to take authority over it and run dominion over the things of this world. And you understand how important and how valuable this is from the standpoint of, if it's not a coronavirus, there's other things that are going on. There's problems in our world. Jesus told us, in this world, you're going to have trouble. But I have overcome the world, therefore you have overcome the world as well. How is that? By using the authority of his might. Let's read on, verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles is a strange word. It means to be overtaken and yet unaware. The enemy, we already know this, the Bible says the enemy is like a roaring lion. He's lurking around out there, waiting to pounce on us. But again, I take you back to verse number 10. What does it say? Whether he's sneaking up on you or you can see him coming a mile away, I've given you authority over him. Now you say, well, okay, how do I get that authority? What do I do with it? How do I use it? We're coming to that. Look at verse number 12. First of all, you must understand your enemy. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, the way many people live their life, you'd think that word not was not in there. They would read it this way, for we wrestle against flesh and blood. That's not what Paul said. Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, listen to this now, in high places. Now, at another time, we can talk about what principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness. We can talk about all that, but I want to focus on this last, these last two words, in high places. And I don't want you to get shaken by this, but I want you to know that those words refer to an unseen world. Let's put it all together now, what we've discussed. God is saying to us through Paul, I have given you authority in the unseen world, and I'm going to add my two cents worth into this now. So why do you bother fighting with each other or fighting against earthly things when they're motivated by powers in the unseen world that you have authority over? Now, I hope at home you're shouting hallelujah right now, because that's very good news. If you really believe it, the question we have to ask ourselves, how far did Paul expect us to go with this? In other words, are those quarrels you have with your wife, with your husband, with your kids, with your boss, the tension in your community, does this scripture apply to that? My answer is yes. My answer is, why take the time and run yourself ragged dealing with these things when there's an authority in the world that motivates those things that God has given you to bring peace and calm to them? Now, I realize that in this world we have responsibilities and we have things that we have to deal with. But I'm just simply trying to get you to understand that your time is better spent fighting these wars in the unseen world. That's where the battle's really won. And I'm going to show you how to do it in just a minute. I hope you're grabbing this, because quite honestly, this could be a matter of life or death for you. Maybe you're having financial problems, and maybe those problems are even your fault. There are reasons that those things happen. And as we begin to exercise the authority and the dominion that God has given us over them, we begin to see results. I cannot tell you how many times down through the years we have seen miraculous provision. We have seen absolute situations of turmoil turn to peace. I can't tell you how many times we have seen people that were just living in horrible conditions brought to a place of having a steady life because authority was taken in the unseen world, just like Paul says. Let's read on. And I'm going to condense these next few verses for the sake of time. He's saying, put on the whole armor of God. Stand in truth, stand in righteousness, stand in peace, stand in faith, stand in the Word of God. Now, I don't want to get crude with you here, but my observation is we've got a lot of people that are running, a lot of believers that are running around naked. They got the helmet on of salvation on, but down below they got nothing on. They're not walking in truth. What is truth? Truth is the Word of God. They're not walking in the Word of God. They're not walking in righteousness. They're not walking in peace. They're not walking in faith. How many people are we seeing right now that are walking in fear? Fear and faith don't go together. They can't go together. They work the same, but fear will connect you to the works of the enemy. Faith will connect you to the works of God. We have all these things going on, and yet God has given us the answer if we'll just simply take it. Now, I want to turn to another verse of Scripture, because what I'm talking to you about is declaring the Word of God. Psalm 103, verse 20, and it says this. Now, again, the Word of God, speaking the Word of God. You say, well, this is new to me. I've never heard. I'm not even sure it's in the Bible. Read the Bible. From Old Testament to New, you will see people that heard from God, spoke it out, and saw results. They heard from God. We have heard from God through His written word. They spoke it out. We speak it out. And they saw results. Listen to what God says. Listen to God's provision for you in this. Psalm 103, verse number 20. Bless the Lord, ye His angels. Now He's talking to angels. That excel in strength. Let me stop. Some people are selectively spiritual. There are things we want to believe, but God says we have to believe all of His Word. We don't want to believe things we don't understand. And I might be presenting something to you right now that you don't understand, but that doesn't mean it's not in God's Word. And if you apply yourself to it, believe me, even in this time of difficulty, God will bring a spirit of revelation to you and you will understand it. You will participate in it and you will reap the benefit of it. We don't have to understand all the mechanisms of God's Word. To know that would be to know God's mind. Nobody can do that. But we do need to know the principles of God's Word and then trust God and live by them. Trust and obey. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, listening, hearkening unto the voice of the word of His Word. The angels hearken to the voice of God's Word. Now, whose voice is that? It's not God's voice. It's the believer's voice. When the believer speaks forth the Word of God, what happens? The Bible says there are angels that are dispatched to make sure that that word that they have declared is brought to fulfillment. Now, what's the prerequisite? We got to believe. We got to trust. And we've got to do it. I need to read that for you again. Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening under the voice of His Word. I want to tell you something. We, in our household, have done this every day for many years. Psalm 91, I want to start reading for you at verse number 9, and I want you to know that every day before I get out of bed, I take the hand of my wife and we declare Psalm 91, 9 through 16. We declare that and we believe it. Now, we were doing that before this pandemic hit, and I'm glad we were. We are ready, so we don't have to get ready. Remember the story? Listen to what it says. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Because we have chosen to live in the presence of God, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. That's not my word. That's what God's saying. That's what I speak. And when I speak it, I believe that God is standing true to His word, and the angels are making sure that word comes to pass. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Listen to this. Because He has set His love on me, therefore I will deliver him. How do you get any better than that? Especially during a pandemic. But even beyond that, through everyday life. I don't know about you, but I need God every day. Not just when there's trouble. I need God every day. He goes on to say, I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Folks, declaring the word of God, living with trust, believing that what God has said, He will bring to pass, because His nature and His character demands it. Now, before I do one last thing here on our time together today, I want you to understand something. The Word of God says that these things that we have shared with you today are available to every single believer. Notice that we go back to Ephesians 6. Paul didn't say to certain people this, that. He said to those of you who will believe. What is it to be a believer? A believer in Jesus Christ. Jesus told Nicodemus, unless a man becomes born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. Now, some churches will tell you this, some churches will tell you that. Do this, do that, you're okay. What does the Word of God say? The Word of God says, unless a man becomes born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asked back, he said, well, what do you mean, born again? Do I go the second time into my mother's womb and physically be born again? And he said, no, unless you're born of the Spirit and the water, you will never see the kingdom of God. What does that mean? Confession of sin and acceptance of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The spirit of man changes supernaturally when forgiveness is asked and granted. And before we close this off today, I want to pray with you. Maybe you've been attending LifeSpring for a long time. Maybe you've never been, maybe you don't even know where it is. This word is for you. You're not watching by accident. You have been led to this. And maybe you'll be led to this 2 months from now or a year from now. Whenever you are, this word is for you. I want to pray with you right now that you might invite Jesus into your heart. That is the most important thing that there could ever be. Pray this prayer with me, would you? Father, We come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to come into our hearts, forgive us of sins, wash our sins away, and God, send to us a spirit of repentance that we might turn from our sins. God, we can't do this on our own. We need your strength. We need your power. Supply these things for us today. We believe that you, that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe that he came and died on a cross and you, God, raised him from the dead. And we believe that he's coming back again. Seal our salvation with the Holy Spirit today. And for all these things, we thank you because we ask them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, we believe that you have accepted Christ into your heart and that you have become born again today. You don't need to worry about the things of this world. Take your cares to the Lord. Now, we've been talking about confessing the Word of God, and over all you that are from LifeSpring, as well as all of the, those of you that are from this community, from this county, and maybe even from around the world. I want you to join in with me on this exercise. This is a sheet that I made available here to the church 2 or 3 months ago. And this again is part of my daily routine. I declare the Word of God over myself, my children, my wife, our friends, our church friends. And I want to declare them over you right now. Today, we are strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Colossians 1:11. Today, we do not have the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Today, we let go of what lies behind and press towards the things ahead. Philippians 3:12 through 14. Today, we have favor with God. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Today, we are complete in Him who is ahead of all powers. Colossians 2:10. Today, we are alive with Christ. Ephesians 2:5. Today, we are free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. We are far from oppression, and fear does not come near us. Isaiah 54:14. We are born of God, and the evil one does not touch us. 1 John 5:18. We are holy and without blame before Him in love. Ephesians 1:4. We have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. We have the peace that passes all understanding. Philippians 4:7. We have the greater one living in us. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. We have received the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. The eyes of our understanding are being enlightened. Ephesians 1:17 through 18. We have God's power available to us as a believer. Ephesians 1:19. We have received the power of the Holy Spirit to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, to cast out demons, to speak with new tongues. We have the power and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Mark 16:17 through 18 and Luke 10:19. And finally, we give, and it's given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Men give into our bosom. Luke 6:38. I hope those words have been a blessing to you. I hope this time that we've had together has been a blessing to you. I want to close by giving you this thought. I was on the radio for many years, and I always closed our radio telecast or broadcast off with a little saying. I believe it's true. It was true then. It's true now. And I leave this with you today. You don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. God bless you.
We want to go into a time of prayer, and right now I'm going to go ahead and read Psalms 91:14-16. Psalms 91:14-16 is really a covering and a promise over your life. And it says, "Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will deliver him in time of trouble. I will satisfy him with long life. And these are promises that the Lord has given us, and we can declare those when we read his word. And so I wanted to go into a time of prayer for this type of things, where we cover you in prayer, where the staff covers you in prayer. And so if you want to just bow your heads right now and just pray with us and agree with us that God in this time of uncertainty will cover us. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare your covering. We declare your promises, God, over the people of LifeSpring, over each one of us. Those who are sick, I ask you, Lord, that you would encourage them today, that you are going to heal them. Encourage them today that you are covering them with your love and your affection. And this morning, Lord, as we come together, we come in agreement that you are God and there is nothing impossible for you. So, Lord, these days that we are living in, we don't live in fear. We live, Father, agreeing with your word that you are a protector, that you are a shield, and that you are for us, in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you that your word is true and your word is eternal. And we know that, Lord, as the promise is indicated here in verse 14, because he loves me, that you are saying to us that because we love you, you rescue us, that you have promised to protect, to deliver, and that to give us long life,
yes,
and that you will answer our prayers. Mm-hmm. So God, we just say, because of what you have said, we come in agreement with your word in saying, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is true yesterday, this is true today, and
yes,
it will be
Father.
True tomorrow, that you are going to answer prayer, and that you've asked us to come into the secret place, to shut the door and say, I will be still and know that you are God.
Yes.
I will know and I will hear your voice and you will speak, because you are the one who desires to guide and to lift us up,
yes,
as your children.
Mm-hmm.
For you've declared in your word, I will be your father and you will be my sons, mm-hmm, and daughters.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, for your word and for your promises,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
We just want to thank you for joining us and spending time with us in prayer. We want to encourage you that this week you would look at the Facebook page and also our website. We're going to go ahead and post some prayer points. And we just want to encourage you with joining each other in prayer. And we just thank you. Have a great week.